Reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 13, text 17. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Uttama Hoya Raja Kari Siksha Sevana Ate eva jaganatera tripara bhajana. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Om jnanatamanandasya jnananjana silakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. So greetings from lush green Govardhan. I've never seen it like this. Yesterday we had a torrential downpour, and the winds were so strong that it blew open the window, which had a huge urn on it, which landed on my computer. So it was an eventful day. I'm back into my boring life. Not boring. Boring is not the word, but I don't think I'm going to have many stories because I just stay in my room. It's an exciting internal life. I did go to the bank, which is nice when you hear the bank manager on the phone. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Everybody talks to Radhe, Radhe. I'll continue with this Chaitanya Charitamrita on Wednesday, and we'll, continue Chapter 11 of the 10th Canto on Sunday. So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri with his Ishtadev, Jagannath. Very mystical and incredible manifestation of the Supreme Lord, because it's the form of Aishwarya and Madhurya, opulence and intimacy in one. It's Krishna, it's the deity of Krishna in Dwaraka, outside of Vrindavan, in the mood of intimate separation for Vrindavan. A very special deity, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ishtadev, because he wants to experience the ecstasy of the devotee Srimati Radharani, the topmost devotee, at the height of her ecstasy. That's also in the mood of separation from Vrindavan, or separation from Krishna. I guess the Rathyatra is going to begin, and Krishna's Kaviraj Swami lets us know that we're going to see something very extraordinary. We're going to see the enchanting dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Nityara Nigera Madhurya, dancing that is full of love and so sweet. It's like when we, in the Chiratahi Mahotsava, what Nityananda was dancing, and his dancing is described in that way. Very, very sweet. Full of love. And the best music, the best art, the best singing is full of love. In fact, in our understanding of what is music and art, etc., it's the external manifestation of rag. And rag is the deep desire to give Krishna pleasure. The manifestation of that, and therefore in India, a large percentage of art is Radha and Krishna, because it's born from rag. And because it's born from rag, it communicates rag. And if you hear that type of, if you hear that type of singing, if you see that type of dancing, that mood comes to you. And therefore, in the esoteric practices of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, a lot of it has to do with drama, music and dance, watching music and dance, or hearing poetry and drama about Krishna, because it's a manifestation of rag. And it's very, very absorbing. Spiritual life needs to become absorbed. The most effective processes are those processes which get you absorbed. That's why Nam Kirtan is the best practice of devotional service, because it gets you most absorbed. It is very, very absorbing. And Krishnas Kaviraj is letting us know in a wonderful introduction that, you know, please hear this and in your mind meditate on this ecstatic dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya. In fact, the chapter is called The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rathyatra. And then we're brought in by the mercy of Krishna Das Kaviraj to this Gaur Leela, where it's Pandu Vijaya Mahotsava. Lord Chaitanya Jagannath is about to enter the car, and King Prataparudra, in his service mood, makes arrangements for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees to see Lord Jagannath being taken by the deities, his servants that come from the Sabaras, the pig-selling class. But they are fully attached to Lord Jagannath. Their ancestors used to keep this deity of Jagannath before King Indradyumna discovered the deity and reestablished him on the temple. So they are very attached, and we have that scene. Imagine their devotion. They have this huge Jagannath deity. They tie him with ropes, and they pull him up from one pillow to the next pillow, and the pillows crash, and his feathers come out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is watching this in the audience, in the crowd, of the glorious Lord Jagannath, in the intoxicated mood of returning to Vrindavan. He sees Krishna in he's in the mood of Radharani, and he sees Krishna in the intoxicated mood of returning to Vrindavan. And in Orion, saying, to give an honorific term, cheering, he's saying, Mahima, Mahima, the great personality, the great personality, ecstatic. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mood of Radharani, becomes manifest in glorification for Krishna. So we see these dayatas as great devotees, and we're reminded that there's no material impediment to devotion. While in the process of jnana, really you have to almost become a Brahmin or a sannyasi, because you have to cultivate, you have to be in the mode of goodness. So there's different restrictions to taking to that process, because you've got to chant different mantras, and there's different qualifications, and there's initiation. There's so many things that it entails. But in the bhakti process, you're doing basically, the qualification is one of the heart. It's surrender. And it's surrender to Guru, and it's surrender to Krishna. And that's not a material qualification. That's a qualification of the heart. And therefore, anyone in any status of life can do that. So we have the dyadics, the pig sellers. And then, when the deity of Jagannath gets on the throne, then we see King Prataparudra. So that's another disqualification. Vishayi, the king, he has to engage, has to keep so much opulence to inspire the citizens in his lordship, to facilitate his rulership. And as we know from the story, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a strict sannyasi, will not associate with him, which is breaking his heart and breaking the hearts of the devotee. Devotee is compassionate. He feels for the suffering of others. And he knows that the greatest suffering is separation from God. The feeling for King Prataparudra. So the king, Tucha Devana. Tucha means insignificant service. Doesn't mean a little service, it can be a lot service, but it's not service that is connected with prestige. You give the Bhagavatam class. You are the pujari, and you are the manager. You've distributed the most books. It's very simply sweeping the floor. And therefore, this king who has the most exalted material position is able to express that his real identity is not a material position. His real identity is an insignificant servant of the Supreme Lord. So the physical act of menial service can be a demonstration of your desire to serve. Because if you take significant service, you may be doing that service because it is significant. And therefore, it helps your material position. So it's a clear demonstration. Let me, the menial service. And interesting, I when I visited Mother Srimati, and she was sharing to me some of her meditation, she said two devotees that are very, very helpful in her own practice is two of my godbrothers, Kushakrata and Jayananda. Kushakrata, because he was Kaviraj, I mean, incredible what he did and how he lived, dedicating himself to translating the Goswami literatures and writing poetry. And Jayananda. And who point is, Jayananda was the only one of Prabhupada's disciples who Prabhupada personally acknowledged to the extent of putting him on the Vaishnava calendar. And what was his glory? Menial service. Which was an expression of his heart, which was a servant, which is the highest position spiritually, the servant of Krishna. I was fortunate to have Jayananda's association. I was immediately impressed. I wasn't even a devotee yet. Immediately I saw him, I was impressed. Because I saw this person And it was the same thing. It was very, very interesting. I was in a parking lot in Caesar Stadium in San Francisco, which was adjacent to the back of the storefronts of Frederick Street, where the temple was in San Francisco. And traveling around California, that's where me and my friends were staying for the night, and using the bathroom of someone's house across the street. He let us use his bathroom. And when we woke up, we saw this huge man with the devotees, and his head was in the car, and he was fixing the car parts, and a lot of grease on his head. And then we went into the temple in the morning, we saw that he was the president. So that was impressive. That was impressive. As they said, he was the one taking out the garbage. That was impressive, because it just was a clear demonstration of an understanding of our constitutional position of service. He did not identify with the position. If he identified with the position, he wouldn't take out the garbage. He wouldn't, if he was, the CEO of the company does not take out the garbage. They're very impressive. So the king, he impressed the Lord, and by that humility became a candidate for mercy. He advanced by mercy. Can you get me a book there about Ramanuja on Bhagavad Gita? There's something very interesting there. He advanced by mercy. Yeah, but we can also qualify for mercy. I always wanted a reference, and yesterday Mahamuni sent me a book in the mail, Ramanuja on the yoga. Fantastic book. Let me see if I can find that part, but well, it says something like this here. Let me see if I can get it. It talks about that Brahman binds and releases souls according to his pleasure. So you get released or you're bound according to the will of the Supreme Lord. Yet Brahman is not capricious or whimsical. He binds and releases in accordance with the soul's acts. And these acts are willed by the souls themselves. It's a beautiful reconciliation. It's his mercy. It's his mercy. Yet that you can qualify for that mercy. You can qualify for the mercy by menial service, by showing that you're wanting the mercy. It's an interesting point. Anyway, we'll go on here. Mahaprabhu Shuka Paila Sheva Ekite Mahaprabhura Kripa Hoila Sheva Hoite. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita is instructing us. We advance, in a loving relationship, you advance by the pleasure you give the object of your love. So if you're a devotee, you're seeing how I can please Guru and the Vaishnava. What gives them pleasure? That's the consciousness of love. So you'll succeed in life when you give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you give Prabhupada, when you give the Vaishnavas, when you give your Guru, when you make them happy. And what makes them happy is the satisfy Krishna. Once seeing the king engage in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Sukha-paila. By what? Seva. Seva is not just an act, it's a consciousness. Not just an act, because you can do an act, it can be motivated. You can be doing it for money. You can be doing it for prestige. That does not make it seva. Seva is when the act is done out of love. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. It says, seva hoite, because of that service, seva hoite, because of that service, haila, there was kripa. Because of the service, there was mercy. Everything is service. We read the service, we chant the service, we do service. Everything is to the service. Purport. I think I read that purport the last time. I'll read it again. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Our process is mercy. We could not come to the conception that Krishna is God without mercy. It's not an intellectual process. There has to be some descent. Bhakti is mercy, this kripa. The fact that we now that we have this realization, it can be confirmed by acting on that realization. But to come to that realization, it's mercy, because there's very, very brilliant people who hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and don't come to that conclusion. There's some kripa or mercy, and it comes from the devotee. Others may engage. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand it. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about it. Although Maharaj Pratyakaruja was very eager to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. He could not get the mercy of the Lord by his position, by his power. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. So if we can do service, not for prestige, not for money, but out of some love, without caring for our image or prestige. Just think of devotees who do humble service. How attractive are they? Not only to you, but to God. Think of a devotee who's a humble servant. How attractive that is, isn't it? Can you think of one? But the king became elegant, Jayananda. I was immediately attracted. But the king became eligible to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. Chaitanya and Jagannath, the universal guru, the Supreme Lord, you get the combined mercy of both. If any of you are around in, I think the 23rd, it will start of January, we're going to have Puri. It's just so sweet. It's Puri. It's Jagannath and it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You get their combined mercy. Plus the ocean where Lord Chaitanya bathed personally every day. That is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in his instructions to Rupa Goswami, Madhya Lila 19.151. Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Vanyavan Ji Guru Krishna Pasaripai bhakti lata bij. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru. By the mercy of Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. This next verse is a little bit of a personal ecstasy of Srila Prabhupada. He said that sometimes these purports are his personal ecstasy. Because what is ecstasy? It's glorifying Krishna. That's our understanding. Happiness is glorifying Krishna. That's bhakti is glorifying Krishna. So, and the spiritual world is praise of Krishna. It's glorification of Krishna. Satira, Sajani, Deti, Loke, Chamatkara, Nava, Hema, Maya, Ratta, Sinera, Akara. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Ratpath. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Meru. So Jagannath, we know that even the English word juggernaut, like a powerful force, comes from the British watching the Rath Yatra. So even the British were astonished. Even in New York, Rath Yatra down Fifth Avenue, it's astonishing. It's astonishing. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption, quote, "ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square." Prabhupada's getting ecstasy. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and could be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru. The residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. The Prabhupada is also showing how Gaurlila extends, pastimes extend through Prabhupada and the devotees, because Gaurlila is the Vietnam Kirtan. What a Lila! In New York, in London, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, in Moscow, all countries, Rath Yatra around the world. How wonderful. And even though, I mean, Prabhupada's position is so unique, you can really, simple point, the Goswamis, they establish deities. Right? Rupa Goswami established Radha Govinda, Sanatana Goswami, Madan Mohan. So they established deity, Prabhupada established deity in every city. In every city, so glorious. Shatta Shatta Sukamara, Satane Ujvala, Upala Pataka, Shobhe Chandraya Niyamal. So here's a description. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chandaris. On the top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures, many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastime of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car and his sister, Subhadra, and his elder brother, Balaram, got aboard two other cars. Yesterday during breakfast, I was listening to, I usually don't do this, but I was listening to, I usually don't listen to so many tapes, but just everything's so conducive here in Govardhan. I was listening to Dhruva Maharaj reading from the Embankment of Separation, and it describes, I described before, deities are deities of particular forms of the Supreme Lord and particular pastimes. Like you have Lata Giridhari, the Supreme Lord is lifting Govardhan Hill, Nakji, same thing. You have the deities represent different manifestations and forms of the Supreme Lord in different pastimes. His Jagannath deity, we were explaining before, is so special because when Lord Chaitanya was to fulfill the internal reason to his descent, which is to experience the height of Srimati Radharani's ecstasy, he doesn't go to Vrindavan, he doesn't stay in Navadvip, he goes to Puri. And while he's in Puri, he worships Jagannath. And when he goes to South, someone has to mute their phone because we hear so much moving around and so many things. I think it's Star 6 or something. So what happens is then he goes to South India. He stays in Puri for a little while. And then he goes to South India, then he comes back to Puri. When he's in South India, he's at the home of Venkata Bhatt, who is the chief great priest of the temple in Trivandrum. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carves a deity out of wood of Jagannath. So it's his Ishtadev. So it's the Ishtadev, it's the worshipable Lord of the Supreme Lord, when he's trying to experience the highest ecstasy of his devotees. What a special deity. So it commemorates different pastimes where the Supreme Lord is in the highest ecstatic state. And his highest ecstatic state is the separation from Radharani or the separation from Vrindavan. So one pastime is the Rath Yatra itself is Radharani taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, height of ecstasy, separation in union. It also commemorates Krishna coming back to Vrindavan and meeting Radharani in Nidavan. When he meets Radharani in Nidavan, the Radharani's forest at night in the middle of Vrindavan, and goes into an ecstatic state, Mahabhav Prakash. It's the Prakash, it's the manifestation of Mahabhav, of the highest level of love. And in those states, it's known, this is the science of rasa, that in intense love, the life airs become dislodged. The mind becomes agitated to such an extent that the prana, which is the conduit that carries the energy of the being itself, becomes disturbed in such a way that it affects the subtle elements of the body. And therefore, there are different bodily transformations. Mahabhav is when that sense of love is to the highest degree. And therefore, the bodily transformations are the most extreme. And we see that in Puri, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is experiencing the Mahabhava Srimati Radharani, that his joints become separated. Blood is oozing from his body. He's in so the third pastime, which it really commemorates, and this is told by one Aryan saint, and Gorgha Vindamaj repeated it. It's based on the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and it happens in Dwarka, that Krishna, when he goes to sleep at night, he's always he goes to sleep with his wives in Dwarka. And they hear him saying, Gopi, 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 Radha, 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 Radha. And he's always in this, you know, this mood of separation from Vrindavan. So one day, the queens begin to discuss this, and Rohini said, I'll tell you about Vrindavan, because Rohini comes from Vrindavan, and she's now in Dwarka. So she knows, she's seen, Balaram's mother has seen the ecstasy of Vrindavan. He said, but I don't want to talk about this in an open space, because if I talk about this in an open space, Krishna and Balaram may come by, and they'll go into such ecstasy that they'll go into a super catatonic state, and we may not be able to revive them. So they arrange that they go to a separate hall. And then Krishna's sister, Subhadra says, I want to go too. And they say, okay, but what you can do is you can stay by the door and keep your arms out and make sure Krishna and Balaram never come. Right? You just be a little baby. So Rohini begins to explain the katha of the gopis and the extent of the love and loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna. When Subhadra hears this, her mind becomes very agitated in love. That disturbs the prana. She swoons to the state of Mahabhav, and her body begins to transform. Her eyes become dilated, and her limbs contract into her body. Somehow or other, Krishna and Balaram, Subhadra's in this state, so she can't actually stop them. So they walk by, and no one is unknowing, and they began to also begin to hear the guitar. They're in Dwarka. And the same thing happens to them. Their eyes become dilated, big, absorbed, and their hands and legs go in their body. Forgot the rest of the story, but somehow after that, Narada Muni, either he's told or he gives the order that these deities should, these forms of Krishna should never be forgotten. The form of Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra in the highest state of ecstasy of Mahabhava. And these should be kept in puri. So, for the pastimes of the Jagannath gets on one car, his sister Subhadra and Balaram get above the other car. And they're in that mood, the ecstasy of going to Vrindavan. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and performed his pastimes with her. So after the bathing ceremony, Krishna can't come to the temple. And they're feeding him these fruit juices. And it's a 15-day period, purport also called Nibrita, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. So we're getting the inner meaning of the Rath Yatra. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Ratha, the Rath car, and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotee. And now he's headed to Vrindavan. And we should have some feeling like that. I know a lot of you are very attached to Vrindavan. So imagine now getting on a plane but with no other responsibilities and going to Vrindavan. How would you feel? And then when you arrive in Delhi and Gopal, the taxi driver, picks you up and you ride into Vrindavan, just it's not spiritual ecstasy, but you can see how there are some sentiments according to your level of advancement. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Shamakunda, the whole thing. So, in this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swapriya and Parapriya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Swakira relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parapriya. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Swakira, and he goes to Vrindavan where he enjoys the Parakira. What does Kiya mean to do? What? What? It's nothing. Swa means own, Para means others, right? What is Swakira literally? Swatya means belonging to oneself, and Parakya means belonging to another. So it's the lack of conjugal love, it's something belonging to you, and the lack of conjugal love with something belonging to another. Bhakti Siddhanta therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakiyaras is superior to his pleasure in Swakiyaras. Because in Parakiyaras, there's risk involved. And because there's risk involved and obstacles involved, it intensifies the sentiment. That's the nature of risk and obstacles. It increases the value you have for the goal that the obstacle is blocking. And if there's obstacles in relationship, not self-created obstacles, but external obstacles to relationship, physical distance, etc. What to speak of this? This is a social obstacle. Parakya. You want to have that relationship with something that doesn't belong to you. In the material world, parakya ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. Because the forms in the material world are the forms of selfish desire. So the most intense form is the most material. To go for another is the greatest degree of selfishness. But in the spiritual world, everything's based on pure love. So the most intense form of with another is the manifestation of the most selfless love. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot. I just want to just connect that up. Is everyone still there? Hare Krishna? Is everyone still there? Anyone there? How long have I been off?
Hare Krishna?
Oh, you can hear me. Okay. Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. The poetry arrives in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron because the difference between the two is so great they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. So, you see, if you have Bhava and you have devotion, then when you look at the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, you look at it as a manifestation of devotion. And therefore, the Paratiya Ras of Radha and Krishna unmarried, you look at it as a manifestation of devotion, and devotion is selfless love. But if you don't have a sufficient level of faith, and what is faith? An experience of prema, an appreciation of love, of devotion, then when you meditate on those pastimes, your only frame of reference is the sentiments in the material world that manifest those pastimes, which is selfish lust. Advanced devotees, when they meditate on these pastimes, even the most intimate parts of those pastimes, because they're so imbued with that bhava or devotion, and therefore see these pastimes as devotion, they have no correlation to material activity. And therefore they don't see lust at all, and it doesn't inspire lust within them. But they have that sentiment of devotion so intense. And therefore, when they're hearing the pastimes of Krishna, they're seeing that devotion. Someone without that devotion, when they're seeing the pastimes of Krishna, they're seeing material love. So here, Krishna, Jagannath, leaves the goddess of fortune, his married wife, to go to the gopis. It's a higher expression of selfless devotion. Okay, are there any questions? Okay, would anyone like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Dale. Is that just a Hare Krishna, or is that a question?
It's a question.
What?
It's a question.
Okay. I was almost thinking it was just a hello, I'm there. there's something. What is your question, Joe?
Oh, I guess I wish I could become more crystal. I know you've explained this relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath so many times, but especially when you talk about Lord Jagannath being the Ishtadev, the worshipable deity of Lord Chaitanya.
Okay, because I'll explain it quickly. Lord Chaitanya, right, is the mood of Radharani.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the mood of Radharani is love of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Jagannath is the deity of Krishna at the highest love, highest level of love for Radharani. That's the deity of the highest level of love of Radharani. Where the love for Srimati Radharani from Krishna goes to its highest ecstatic state. And therefore, when Lord Chaitanya, who is in the mood of a sadhaka, who wants to get that love, he wants to worship the deity of Krishna that inspires the highest degree of love. And that's Jagannath. Because it's Krishna in Dwarka. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, right? When they asked him, where would you want to do bhajan? He said, Puri. He said, Kurukshetra. Why? Because it's Radharani's greatest moment of need. And what's her greatest moment of need? Is her need is what? It's to be with Krishna. And she's feeling separation from Krishna. And that separation is the expression of love. And the separation she's feeling is in union with Krishna. So that's even more intense. So there's some understanding of this form of Krishna being a very, very high manifestation of Krishna's love for Radharani. And Krishna wants the love of Radharani, and the love of Radharani is manifest most intensely in reciprocation to the love of Krishna.
And Krishna is, and as Lord Jagannath, Krishna is experiencing so much love for Radharani because he was hearing or somehow experiencing
that
separation of Radharani.
He was hearing the pastimes of Radharani and the gopis in separation in Dwarka. Right? So he's in separation.
Krishna
himself is in separation. And all those three pastimes indicate that Jagannath is Krishna, an intense love and separation from Radharani. Krishna in Kurukshetra, because he has to go back, you know, he can only relate to Radharani when he gets away from the kingdom and the Rajavesh, the worldly, kingly dress, and go back to Vrindavan. The other pastime where Krishna went back to Vrindavan, the separation was Radharani was in a state of near death. And he saw her in that state, and Krishna's love for Radharani manifested in a very high degree. And the other story is of Dwarka, where he's during the pastime. And he's in Dwarka, and he's feeling that separation. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you.
Okay, you meditate on that.
You know,
okay, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is this?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Savitri Devi.
Savitri, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, nice class.
When are you coming to Puri?
Definitely will come. So wonderful, so wonderful. Wonderful when you're speaking.
Do you have anything you'd like to say or read?
Right now I don't have the book with me, actually.
Okay.
Just meditating on that Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath and Jagannath is looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Radha and Krishna in intense relationship.
Yes.
That's the mood.
So beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
Jagannath is looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath. At Krishna, Radha is looking at Krishna.
Yes.
And Krishna is looking at Radha.
Yes.
And this Ratha-yatra will see that reciprocation.
Yes.
As they move back and forth. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Right. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? sense of audience in my next class so I know who else comes. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Is that Kishori?
This is Kishori.
Oh, I'm in separation from Jagannath.
Oh.
I'm in separation from your Jagannath being.
Aww.
I have a special bhav here in Vrindavan. I'm in Vrindavan, but in separation from Jagannath. Okay, thank you for listening.
You're welcome, Haribo.
Haribo, good. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? One more person? Okay, anyway, we'll end for today. Manchakalpa, Purdue, Stock, Purdue, 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 Purdue,